SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Libraries open at 2 infant schools in Westmoreland. And coming up later, our child safety tip. Welcome and thanks for joining.
Don't wait. Vaccinate.
Measles is a highly contagious disease that kills and is now a threat to countries worldwide.
Children who are not fully immunized against measles can get the disease and put us all at risk.
Parents and guardians, take your children to the nearest health center for the free measles vaccine.
Remember to take along your child's immunization card or child health development passport.
Let's keep Jamaica measles free.
For more information, contact the Ministry of Health at moh.gov.jm.
Two school libraries were opened in Westmoreland on May 8 by Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites and Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer. The libraries were opened at the Savlamar Infant School, where $11 million was spent on the project, and the St. John's Infant School, which was built and equipped at a cost of just over $10.1 million. Funding for the projects was provided by the Sugar Transformation Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture. Speaking at the opening of the Savlamar Infant School Library, Minister Thwaites called on parents to start playing a bigger role in the lives of their children.
If you want your child to do well, don't bother about the bling bag and the bashment sneakers, because it is the presence that makes the difference. Now, some can't help it to go another way, but we have to state what is going to be really good for our children. God bless our single mothers and how they have raised generations of children in this country. But we need fathers to be involved too.
The minister says infant schools across the island have to become centers for parenting education, where parents can be taught life skills on how to take care of their children. He's also encouraging parents to pay closer attention to the nutritional needs of their children.
We have to do our best to ensure that they get good nourishment. Not cheese tricks and bag juice, but good nourishment. Nourishment from our own soil.
Reverend Thwaites says that the government has been placing much emphasis on the development and improvement of early childhood education and is encouraging the public to join that cause. Meanwhile, Minister Kelly praised former Agriculture and Fisheries Minister, the late Roger Clark, for his efforts in getting the funds to establish the Sugar Transformation Unit, which donated the money to build and equip the libraries.
Jamaicans!
For Labor Day this year, we will work together for the children.
That's right.
In every community,
let's show them that we care.
By creating and upgrading public spaces,
so our children can feel safe.
To play, have fun, and bond together.
So come on, Jamaica, let's work together.
It's a labor of love,
nurturing our children. This Labor Day, May 25th.
One of the features of the Vision 2030 Development Plan is the preservation and protection of the Jamaican culture. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now for our Child Month tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Rehearse safety tips with your child. Every home should teach children about safety and protection measures and should rehearse these with them so it becomes a second nature. Children should know their full name, home phone number, when to call 119, and how to use the telephone. Children should have a trusted adult to call if they're scared or have an emergency. Whether it's an abduction waiting to happen or a natural disaster, it's your responsibility to ensure your child knows exactly what to do. That tip was brought to you by the National Child Month Committee with sponsor Grace Kennedy. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.